Studio 8 at CJSF 90.1 FM. I can see clearly now from the top of Ermy Mountain. It's the Jazz Spectrum. I'm your host, Peter Prentice, and I'm pleased to bring you the best in new music for 2019 and the first show of 2020 from across Canada. This week's show is titled Looking Back with 2020 Vision. So whatever you're doing and wherever you're doing it, look with macular clarity, take the next 60 minutes, and enjoy the Jazz Spectrum. Hi, Grace. Dad's on the air, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University's campus community radio station, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Well, we opened our first show of 2020 with an old favorite, Corey Weeds and the Jeff Hamilton Trio playing How Do You Like Them Apples from the album Dreamsville. So this week on the show, we're going to look back for 2019, play some of Canada's finest jazz, a little Vancouver-centric maybe a little bit, but we're going to play music from across the country. And we're going to start off with, and a little later on in the show, I'll reveal the finalists for the Julian Award of Excellence for Emerging Canadian Jazz Artists. Of course, the contest I run every year in January on the show. This is the ninth year we've been running it. And later on in the show, I will reveal the five finalists for that award. But we're going to start off with a person who was actually nominated several years ago, Curtis Noasad, Winnipeg native, now based out of New York City, a very fine drummer, and just released an album in this past fall, self-titled, Curtis Noasad, with some really great stuff on it. And we're going to start off with a little bit political statement of his. Never forget what they did to Fred Hampton. So here's Curtis Noasad, and Never Forget What They Did to Fred Hampton, here on the Jazz Spectrum.
But you can't deal a revolution. Bye.
That was Trio Antipodes and When the Wild Man Returns from the 2019 album Upside Downwards. And Trio Antipodes featuring Jeff Preslav, Gordon Kramer, and Graydon Kramer, I'm sorry, on the drums, Jeff Preslav on the piano, and Keith Price on guitar. And that was a Keith Price tune. And Keith Price now teaching in New Zealand, in a jazz studies program in university in New Zealand. And so, Winnipeg native, gone far afield to grow his craft and teach others. And what a great thing. Before that, we heard Vancouver's own Brad Turner Quartet featuring Seamus Blake and the tune Cedar from their new album, Jump Up. A very fine album it is. One of my favorite albums, actually, of 2019. And we opened the set, of course, with Curtis Noasad and Never Forget What They Did to Fred Hampton from the self-titled album Curtis Noasad. And if you want to check out that album and other tunes on the album, go to Bandcamp. So just type in Curtis Noasad Bandcamp and it'll take you to the Bandcamp site where you can play the tunes from that very fine new album by Curtis Noasad. And so we're calling it Looking Back with 2020 Vision and playing some of the finest Canadian jazz from 2019.
You're listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and also streaming on the internet at cgsf.ca.
There's only one place around the Burnaby campus of SFU that's been keeping staff, students, and faculty caffeinated and full for over 20 years. Renaissance Coffee. Owners Parminder and Kamaljeet Parhar have made such a contribution to life at SFU that they were awarded the Chancellor's Distinguished Service Award in 2015 to commemorate their commitment to community service at SFU. Not only providing a service that many might consider to be an essential part of life at SFU, Renaissance Coffee also provides a generous bursary for students who exemplify an outstanding dedication to community service. CJSF 90.1 would like to recognize and give thanks to this long-standing staple of life at SFU, and remind our listeners that if they need an extra boost of energy, they should visit one of the many locations of Renaissance Coffee around Burnaby campus.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
We are back on the Jazz Spectrum, playing the best of Canadian jazz from 2019. And, of course, in a one-hour show, you can't play all the great jazz, but we have sort of gone through and picked out some of my favorites, and I hope you like it too. Well, we're going to continue with one of Canada's finest tenor sax men, Mike Allen. And he is pretty prolific, producing a lot of albums over the years, and he put out a new one on the Cellar Live label this year called Just Like Magic. It was a trio album that he recorded with two of New York's finest, one of New York's finest rhythm sections for sure, bass player Peter Washington and drummer Lewis Nash. And so they recorded at the Van Gelder Studios in New Jersey, and it's a really fine album. So we're going to continue on our show here, and we're going to play the tune Klondike, original Mike Allen tune from the album Just Like Magic, right here on the Jazz Spectrum.
Thank you.
That was Steve Haynes and the Third Floor Orchestra and the wonderful Neil Young tune, Harvest Moon, featuring Becca Stevens on vocals, and from the album Steve Haynes and the Third Floor Orchestra. And Steve Haynes, a native of Southern Ontario, has been teaching and playing at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte for many years, and just released this, this brand new album, and a very fine album it is. And I got to see... last Saturday at Pat's Pub. Daryl Jenke Quartet played covers of pop and rock tunes, as well as some other stuff. And one of the tunes they played was Harvest Moon, a very different version than this, but equally as beautiful and thoroughly enjoyable. So that was the Steve Haynes and the Third Floor Orchestra in Harvest Moon. Before that, we heard Vancouver's own Karen Plato and the title tune from her most recent album, This Could Be the One. And it, again, very fine album featuring some of Vancouver's finest jazz musicians, including James Dandifer on the clarinet. And we opened the set with tenor sax man Mike Allen and the tune Klondike from his trio album Just Like Magic, which he released recently on the Cellar Live label. Well, I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to The Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
This is Bird Note. Listen. The earth awakens as dawn circles the globe. Sounds for today's Bird Note were recorded around the globe by Gordon Hempton, Soundtracker.com. I'm Mary McCann.
A new year dawning with bird calls. And with that in mind, we're going to just continue to look back a couple more times to some great music that came out in 2019. And we're going to continue with Richmond native, specifically Steveston native, Chelsea McBride, now based in Toronto, been there for several years. And her Socialist Night School released a brand new album in the fall called Aftermath. And we're going to play the tune The Righteous and the Wicked from that album. And then after that, Joel Miller, Montreal sax man. And the song Story 2, A Party, from his brand new album, Unstoppable. But first, here's Chelsea McBride and her Socialist Night School and The Righteous and the Wicked.
Thank you.
Joel Miller and A Party, the second song from his song story from the album Unstoppable, just released this fall. And before that, we heard Chelsea McBride's Socialist Night School and the tune The Righteous and the Wicked from her brand new album Aftermath. And if you want to check out more of her music, type in Chelsea McBride and Bandcamp, and all her albums can be found on Bandcamp. You can listen to them, you can purchase them, and well worth the effort to listen to her fine music. Well, we've been playing, looking back with 2020 Vision at the finest in Canadian jazz for 2019. And so now I want to announce the five finalists of the 2020 Julian Award of Excellence for Emerging Canadian Jazz Artists. And I had a crack team of music lovers who whittled down the longer list to five finalists. And so here are the finalists. And in no particular order, well, in alphabetical order, actually, from Vancouver, the Michael Agranovich Quartet in the album From My Perspective. And Michael Agranovich, a very fine guitarist from Vancouver. And also from Vancouver, Jalen Bate, composer, and his big band released an album of music that he composed called On the Edge. And Jalen Bate's album is also nominated. From Edmonton, for the album Under a Dancing Sky, singer-songwriter Kate Blechinger. Under Dancing Sky is a tribute album to Joni Mitchell, which includes some Joni Mitchell songs as well as some Kate Blechinger original tunes, and a very nice album it is. And then from Toronto, Harry Vitro's Northern Ranger, in the album Northern Ranger. And Harry Vitro's a drummer and has brought together a lot of his friends who are some of the finest jazz musicians in Toronto, and they created the album Northern Ranger. And finally, also from Toronto, sax woman Allison Young and her debut album, So Here We Are. And a very fine album it is. And five albums that are unique, approaching jazz from slightly different angles, but equally as, I think, profound and enjoyable to listen to. And so the way it's going to work, and I'll explain more in the next couple of weeks, is that next week, January 8th, I will play tunes from each of the artists, and then on January 15th, I will play music from each of the five artists. And then on the 15th of January, you will get to vote. It's a public vote. Anyone can vote for their favorite artist. And the voting will go from January 15th until January 21st. And we will announce the winner. In fact, Patrick Julian himself of the Julian Award will be here in studio to announce the winner on January 22nd. And so briefly, basically, to qualify, you must be a Canadian artist and meet at least two of the four SOCAN requirements for Maple requirements for Canadian content. Your album must be either a first or second album, and must contain original music by the artist or members of the group. That must contain original music, and each of the five finalists have original music on their albums. And so they are nominated. Next week we start playing the music. On the 15th, you get to vote, and we announce the winner on the 22nd of January. And so there you have it. We are approaching the end of the show, and I just want to thank you for listening to our first show of 2020, and our time is almost up. We're just about ready to turn things over to Sons Lusitanos, the best in Portuguese music and culture, with your host, Gabriela Madeira. I'm Peter Prentice. Along with Jose Morena, we've enjoyed bringing 60 minutes of new and independent jazz from across Canada, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. Again, our show was titled Looking Back with 2020 Vision. I'd like to get your feedback, so email your thoughts to prentice.jazzspectrum@gmail.com. Well, we're going to close the show with Montreal's pianist Andres Vial and a tune from his brand new trio album, Gang of Three, called Ferguson. Featuring a very fine rhythm section of Desron Douglas on bass and Eric McPherson on the drums. Well, Grace, I'll be home soon. And the rest of you, I'll catch up with you next time right here on the Jazz Spectrum.